storms become widely scattered, more isolated in nature, with heat index back into triple digits by then. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes free in the App Store with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A 17-year-old has been charged with attempted murder after a shooting in the slap-out community of Elmore County. The Elmore County Sheriff's Office says Kelton Bozeman fired shots at a group of people at the Marathon gas station Tuesday night. He fled the scene and was later taken into custody. His bond is set at $60,000. The Covington County Sheriff's Office is investigating a body found next to a burning car. They say the body was found just west of Andalusia. The victim's identity has not yet been released. And the Greenville Walmart will reopen this morning after a fire was intentionally set in the store earlier this week. Tuesday, Greenville police arrested a 17-year-old boy they say intentionally set that fire inside of the store. Luckily, no one was hurt. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Dirty carpets don't keep a schedule. You do. That's why the Home Depot has the Hoover Power Scrub Elite Pet Plus Carpet Cleaner for just $148, over $40 off. Its quick clean mode with heat force helps cut drying time to less than 45 minutes. If you have a schedule to keep, you don't want to sit around waiting on a wet carpet. The Hoover Power Scrub Elite, just $148, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, Waspa's last, see store for details, valid through July 11th.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya!
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump signing an executive order to allow children to stay with their parents caught crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally.
Volvo opening its first ever U.S. assembly plant.
Disney upping its offer to $71 billion for Fox's entertainment businesses, countering a previous bid from Comcast of $66
billion. Right in between Thanksgiving and Halloween, it's a new date millions of Canadians are now waiting for. The recreational use of marijuana will become legal across the country on October 17th.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, investigating the fatal police shooting of a black teenager.
Tesla's filed a lawsuit against a former employee who allegedly hacked into computers at the company's Nevada battery factory.
AMC Theaters has unveiled a new $20 a month subscription service to rival MoviePass, which is having trouble.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously owned homes fell 0.4% last month.
The retired Archbishop of Washington, D.C., Theodore McCarrick, has been removed from public ministry over allegations he sexually abused a teenager in New York more than 40 years ago.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. Stock market is down 190 points. Let me see what the temperature is other than high. Let me see what that bad boy is. 89 degrees outside. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Doing very well. Do you have that Bloomberg, the CNBC piece up?
Yeah, I blew it up right now.
Okay, let's. The Supreme Court ruled on that states can force online sales tax. So let's play a little bit of this and kind of get the texture of it.
All right.
Tax internet sales that took place in its state under a South Dakota law. What the court has said here is that the judgment of the Supreme Court of South Dakota is vacated and the case is remanded for further proceedings not inconsistent with this opinion. So this would appear to be a big win here for South Dakota in order to be able to collect these taxes on internet retailers that operate in its state. We'll have to go through this and take a look at all the implications here, but one of the questions is whether Supreme Court precedent going back about 26 years or more could stand, given the fact that the internet and internet retailing has changed the economy so dramatically. Is there a physical presence requirement for states to collect sales taxes in each individual state? That is a big question in the world of Amazon, for example, in the world of Wayfair. So it looks like this is going to be a win for states who want to collect those sales taxes, but we're just getting this opinion right now. We're going to have to go through it and look for all the ramifications of this, Carl.
Yeah, it's me, Eamon. Obviously, we reported many times on President Trump's tweets when they involve Amazon not collecting sales tax. And we should always point out Amazon does collect sales tax when it is sold by Amazon. It is the third-party sellers on the platform who don't always, and in many cases, do not collect that sales tax. That would obviously seem to be a very important component of this potential ruling if, in fact, it has to change their behavior, right?
Yeah, that's right. And the question is really for the states. What kind of laws can they write in terms of taxation on internet transactions, exactly how that is perceived, right? Does an internet retailer have to have a physical presence, and what does physical presence even mean in this day and age in that individual state? That's the question that the court is wrestling with here, and going back to some Supreme Court precedent going back decades, and the question is whether Supreme Court justices decades ago had even the possibility of foreseeing the retail landscape that we have in this country today. And the argument was that they, in fact, did not have the ability to foresee what would happen here. And physical presence doesn't mean today what it did back then.
Okay, that's interesting. I can tell you what every state's going to do. They're going to go tax anything that moves. If they have the ability to tax it, they're going to tax it.
I hate this. I think it's ridiculous.
Man.
Like, why should you be able to collect sales tax on somebody that is not located in your state? And if you are at the state level already putting a small tax on gas, that's supposed to be for the roads that the delivery people are using. I think this is ridiculous. And if the argument is states need more revenue, Well, I mean,
that's the argument. That, I mean, every state needs more revenue.
They need less.
They're money hungry.
They need less revenue.
In their mind, they need more. See, this is what has always bothered me, is that the reason that you're paying tax is so you're paying for fire, you're paying for police, you're paying for education, because you live there. And if you're buying something that's not where you live, then that's something different.
Yes.
So at least I would lower the price instead of doing it, you know, exactly how it is in the area from which the... And I mean, what's the program going to look like on that thing where you code in your zip code to where you're going to have the package sent, I guess? Man.
And somebody eventually will come up with a nifty way to help people I'm about to talk about. But what about the small independent party that is hosted on Amazon, on Etsy, on eBay? Is that person who's now selling just their own crafts at a very low quantity now required to collect sales tax on all these things? To report to several states around the nation if they might be selling to them?
Oh, yeah, and let me tell you, it's going to be an administrative nightmare. But I tell you what will happen is somebody will do a plug-in front-end system
exactly.
that does it for you, that you're going to pay X number of dollars a month that to have that front-end system to do that for you. Because just collecting it is one thing, but sending it to all the different places, that's a whole different ballgame. I mean, you could have, you know, 70 different locations to send it to in Alabama. Because of the way what places it's at. I guess you could just do it all to the county. Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. See what's on Rodney's mind. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How y'all doing today?
We're good.
What's the weather like down there?
89 degrees and overcast. It's supposed to be raining later on today, and I did not bring in my my fan and furniture.
Okay. Well, I'm up in here in the great city of Coleman, Alabama.
Coleman, Alabama, huh?
It's 85, and it's a lot of rain clouds over.
Yeah, there's
top up here.
There's a front that comes in, and it does it today, and then it's going to do the same thing tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's going to bring some pretty serious lightning too.
Okay. It didn't take them long to file that lawsuit, did it?
Yeah, let me tell you something. The more I've researched this thing, this is, and I think what Trump did in the cabinet meeting that he just had the press in, he's pushing this back on the Democrats, and he's really laying out a good history of what happened and what the Obama administration did and the court rulings and things like that. But, yeah, they don't want to do this legislatively. They want to do it judicially.
Right, and it's just another typical example of the exposement that continually our president is showing the American people this slideshow over and over and over, and it is what it is. It is what it is, and it's really a shame. It's really a shame that our politicians are really, I really hate to use this word, but ignorant. And I've always thought that we had some politicians that wasn't very bright, didn't really know what they was doing. They was in a position of gaining something and not really interested in anything else. But this really shows the ignorance of these people. I just hope they keep it up. I really do, because this is fast-tracking our country back to where we need it. If we can wake America up, I think we did what we need to do.
Well, Donald Trump's got to get hold of this issue and push it back on the Democrats and keep pressure on it. He went a bridge too far on the zero tolerance and what happened with that, and that completely backfired on him. And the reason is they were not watching the media like we were, and we knew in that first report, and I said, and I quote, they're pulling at your heartstrings on this thing. They're making it an emotional issue. And that's what they kept doing.
Yeah, that's usually what they do. And I'm just not really convinced that that Trump should not have done this. I'm convinced that Trump had has a bag of things sitting there waiting, heading into the midterm. He knows what to expect, and as soon as they bite on the hook and a little trickle shows us that the fish is biting, he pulls out the necessary tool that he needs, and he starts exposing and setting them up. And that's where this is going. If they wasn't smart enough to figure out that they was going to stay with their parents, where their parents are at, in jail, if they can't figure that out, I'll revert back to they all ignorant. So, I mean, it's very simple. Trump's not hard to figure out if you really ain't ignorant. If you really can pay attention and follow what he's doing and just get a few little twinks of what he's doing, we wind up in the same place every time, and today he's thrown it all into the Democrats' lap. I mean, I listened to a little bit of what was going on, he's unloading on the Democrats left and right. And the scary part about it is he's absolutely right. And the legislation that's going to be going up to be signed, let's see what they're going to do with that and how the American people really going to react when they see the final proof of the nail in the coffin that they don't care about these kids at all. And I think that's the message Trump is pushing to the American people, to expose them. Well, he don't want to tell us. He wants us to see for ourselves.
Right, and the problem is that's not what the media is playing, and that's where a lot of people get their information from. It's ABC, NBC, and CBS are not playing it that way. Rodney, I got to go, buddy. You have a great day. All safe right. Trip back. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. Let's go to a break and let's reset things, get on this border and immigration issue. The bill is coming up, all sorts of stuff. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car stamp of approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price. Simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
They're strong, and then there's Mom Strong. So now that she needs care after her surgery, it's my turn to be strong for her. And it's good to know there's help.
If you have questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through the care options that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing, therapy, medication management, and more. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912757.
June.
June bugs, weddings, maybe, vacations, and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park. Comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Live local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. You guys do much internet shopping? I do a bunch of it.
Yeah, I do a lot.
And I mainly use Amazon, but Amazon already collects the tax, but they don't collect 10%. They collect like 7% or something like that. 272-9228, that's where we are. Thumbs up Thursday. You see a police officer, give him a big thumbs up. He or she, I think, thumbs up. Okay, let's listen to Representative McCall. He's from Texas, and he's going to be talking about some of the different bills that are out there that are going to be coming up real soon, matter of fact.
There's a fear that there won't be a feeling of urgency now that the president signed the executive order allowing families to get back together. Are you worried about that, too?
Well, no, Brian, I applaud the president signing that, but that's a temporary sort of Band-Aid measure. What we need to do is close the legal loopholes and provide a legal permanent fix. And that's what the Gillette-McCall bill does. We have a permanent fix so that when they come into the country, they're detained and removed. And this is one thing that the secretary has been very strong about. We met with the attorney general yesterday, and the president says he's 1,000% behind this bill.
So when people cross, they could be the best people or the worst people. They are going to be either asylum seekers or the people looking to cross here illegally. Your new no tolerance, the no tolerance is you're just getting on buses and going back?
Well, if you come from Mexico, you are detained and removed from the country. If you come from Central America, you're treated differently. Our bill treats them the same, so we detain them. We don't split the family up like is currently done. We keep the family together, and then we remove them from the country. Now, they could have an asylum claim, but we change that standard so it's more difficult than just saying the magic words, credible fear of persecution.
So there's going to be two bills that are hitting the going to be hit the floor. He's going to be talking about the timing of it and some of the ins and outs of these two bills.
Understood. And then we got to have some type of DNA, so we need to make sure these are actually related to these people.
True.
So there's two bills that are going to make their way through the House. Can you give me the quick version of what they are? You got the Gillette-McCall bill, and there's another one which we could call the president's bill that he says, I'll support both, but this is the more moderate one likely to get through. So tell me about the compromise, which is known as the president's bill.
Well, they're both very similar in the sense they have my border security bill with $25 billion of funding for the president's wall. It has the four pillars that we talked about, and that also being visa lottery elimination, chain migration, and a DACA fix. It's a slightly different on the DACA piece where they're giving a merit-based visa they can apply for, but also any immigrant can apply for. So I expect a majority of Republicans are going to vote for this bill, and we'll get, unfortunately, no Democrats supporting this, even though we have a DACA fix to it.
So what time will the vote be, and in what order will they be voted on?
It'll be a series, probably about 1 o'clock on the first bill, probably about 3 o'clock on the second bill.
And you know, I know it's not your division, but when it goes to the Senate, is there any hope there?
You know, I would hope they would just do away with their parliamentary procedure and get to a simple majority vote of 51. If they did that, they could pass the bill that hopefully we're going to pass today.
And real quick, is there any Democrat talk to you about solving this problem?
No, I think they are completely interested in making this a campaign issue. And even though the president resolved the family separation issue on a temporary basis, they condemn him for that. I don't think they have any interest in working constructively with us, but rather use this in the 2018 midterm elections.
Melania Trump is down at a is at an immigration center. Is that, was that Texas?
Yes.
I wonder if her 40 days is up. She better, they better be careful. And they remember she wasn't supposed to fly for 40 days. That's why she didn't go to the G7 or to the Singapore meeting.
I guess.
Well, so she was in there. She was missing for 21 days, and then that would be about right, because that'd be about 19 when she popped back up, and then it was about another week before the G7 summit, so that'd be about right. Newt Gingrich has got some interesting take on this. Newt is aging well here as far as his style. First thing he's going to be talking about is the Minnesota races, and that's why Trump went to Duluth last night, did a 45-minute speech, did a great job, packed house. Media, nobody played it except for Fox. I think I got a little bit of a clip on CNN. I taped it, and I just saw a little flash to it. It's kind of a news item, but it wasn't covering the speech. But let's listen to Newt Gingrich talking about going to Minnesota, but he's going to get into this immigration story.
Unemployment numbers are among the best in the history of our country. For the first time in 20 years, wages are rising. We just secured a record $700 billion in funding to rebuild our military. We've cut more regulations in 500 days than any president. Make America great again, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Let me just say, it should say something to people that Trump was in Duluth, Minnesota, an area that would have been historically thought of as not touchable by Republicans. And there's a real chance, as the Democratic Party runs to the left, that you're going to see Minnesota become one of the really bright spots for the Republican Party this fall, with Tim Pawlenty getting reelected as governor, probably picking up at least two House seats, and I think maybe winning a U.S. Senate seat. So that's something nobody could have predicted 5 years ago.
He said last night that Hillary Clinton narrowly won in 2016, and he said he thinks I will. He said, I predict I will win in 2020. Do you think that'll happen?
Yes, I think he'll win in 2020, and I think he'll have a Republican governor helping him, and I think he will have increased the Republican delegation. Right. There can't be a blue wave in this country if we're winning in Minnesota.
Hey,
let's just be clear about what's going on.
He's right with that. And the Democrats are just going to have to be quiet on this one if they lose that seat, and or they pick up some other seats. Minnesota is a very liberal state. It's also a very independent state. It's a very lily white state. But they see themselves completely separate than everybody else in the United States. They have their kind of their own thinking process. And my home office is in Minnesota. It's in Minneapolis. And when I used to go up there for meetings back when I was a young man, and I wanted to do that. But it was really kind of surprising how much it changed. And it went from, Reagan almost carried it against Mondale. I mean, came very, very close. But it started changing when Ventura was governor, and then they got that independent nature, and then they were lean left. And then you had the mayor of Minnesota, Minneapolis, and you had the Muslim block area that's outside of Minneapolis. It's actually in Minneapolis, but it's a northern section of it. But it changed. It's kind of like Obama got them to change out. And they started looking at things differently. They look at big government differently now. They used to be big, big, big government folks. And they're kind of going, wait a minute, we're taxing ourselves to death trying to get everything that we want versus only get the things that we need. So let me do this. I'm going to continue with Newt Gingrich. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Did you know circuit breakers deteriorate over time and can become a fire hazard? If you've added rooms or large appliances to your home, have breakers that trip, or if your home is over 20 years old, you may need to upgrade your electrical panel. Don't risk your family's safety. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for expert electrical service. Act now and Mr. Electric will install a whole home surge protection system at no additional charge with your panel upgrade. That's a $600 value. With upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options, why wait? Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for complete details or visit us online today. Where?
We'll do it right. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. First Lady Melania Trump's visiting a migrant child detention center in McAllen, Texas, at the Capitol.
Today, the House will take action on legislation to address border security and our broken immigration system.
House Speaker Paul Ryan debate started on a more conservative immigration bill. A compromise version comes out next. Top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi says about the zero-tolerance policy that's led to kids detained separately from parents.
The president is either not knowing, not caring, delusional, and denial about his own policies being outside the circle of civilized human behavior.
And President Trump has now ordered families to be detained together. The National Park Service has given initial approval for a Unite the Right white civil rights rally across from the White House August 11th and 12th. Someone drove a car into and killed a counter-protester at the same organization's rally in Charlottesville, Virginia last year. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, the great place for the whole family to enjoy the outdoors and visit animals from around the world in your own backyard. Open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., with the last ticket being sold at 4 p.m.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to summer officially now. Today, partial sunshine with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours, and then fading out overnight. High temperature in the lower 90s today, low tonight in the mid-70s. We'll be in the low 90s again tomorrow with, again, a rather generous supply of showers and storms around. Not every town will get wet, but many will. By Saturday, pretty routine forecast, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon storms, high around 93, low to mid-90s on Sunday and Monday as storms become widely scattered, more isolated in nature with heat index back into triple digits by then. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes free in the App Store with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Maya Trump visiting a Texas immigrant child facility. She's reading to him now. Great optics, by the way. Great optics. The gentle side of the Trump administration. You know, Trump has really got to seize this thing back, and he did a really good job in the cabinet meeting when he brought the press in and basically blamed Obama, blamed the Democrats, and said they're trying to use this for political purposes and because they think they're going to win in November and they think this is a winning issue, and I'm not going to let it go. And so that's exactly the way to do it. Just keep hitting them, because the more obstructionists they look, the worse they're going to be. Because do they really care about this country and about these people? Or they're just using it for a political item? So let's continue with Newt Gingrich here. He's going to talk about the immigration issue and the impact here.
Mr. Speaker, you did point out that the optics on this whole immigration issue were terrible, that Ronald Reagan would have picked up the first time he saw a child crying on television. He would have acted. How much damage was done to the president through this, whether it was deserved or undeserved? Optics matter. What do you think?
Look, I think it hurt him briefly. I think he figured out that there was not a sustainable policy. He signed an executive order. Oddly enough, the very Democrats who wanted him to act came back immediately and didn't like the fact that he acted. But the president has the right position, which is, yes, we want to keep children with their families, but we also want to control the border. The Democrats want to use the children as an excuse to go to an open border where tens of millions of people could flood into the U.S. Remember, there's been a huge increase because of the cartels and because of the Mexican government. There's been an enormous increase in the number of people coming out of Central America. And even the Obama administration had a zero tolerance policy. And you can find quote after quote of the Obama administration leadership saying, we're not going to let people come across the border illegally.
And the Obama administration, that was one thing that Trump did a really good job. And we're going to get into this when we're going to get into the casework of this, what happened, that Justin Napolitano and some others will be talking about. But they had 20,000 kids in there at one time, 20,000 out there during a surge.
Right.
And they had separated them. And matter of fact, there was a lawsuit that happened, and the judge said you can only hold these kids for 20 days. And then he moved to the catch and release. He was a zero tolerance guy himself. The Democrats didn't say a damn word about that.
Oh, wow.
The hypocrisy of it all. Okay, so let's continue on with Newt. And he's talking about the Dems and the immigration issue.
The president signed the executive order, and what it does is it asks the attorney general to try to modify the court order. This is the same battle that the Obama administration fought and lost when they tried to jail families for more than 20 days. The judge said you just can't do that, and that's what brings us to today. And you just mentioned the former president and some of his quotes. We've got one from Facebook.
This is President Obama. He wrote, "To watch those families broken apart in real time puts to us a very simple question. Are we a nation that accepts the cruelty of ripping children from their parents' arms, or are we a nation that values families and works to keep them together? Do we look away, or do we choose to see something of ourselves and our children?"
I think he was talking about National Refugee Day there.
His administration, in response to a huge increase in the number of people coming out of Central America and the deliberate development by the drug cartels of human trafficking on a large scale, his administration announced a zero tolerance policy. I mean, he should have talked to his Homeland Security secretary. So there's a certain amount of really remarkable hypocrisy on the left right now. No indication, by the way, that Chuck Schumer, for example, the Democratic leader, has any interest in fixing the law to help these children. And by the way, the Democrats introduced a bill, and all of them co-sponsored it, so badly written that it will be a major liability to the campaign this fall, because it basically provides for open borders. And all of the Democrats up for re-election co-sponsored it. None of them will be able to defend it.
That's interesting. Newt Gingrich, he was just up on the Hill, matter of fact. He was up there talking to members of the House about actions and different things, particularly this immigration. And they're very, very split in this. And they need to come. It would be great if they can pull this thing off. It would be absolutely amazing. But I'm afraid they're going to end up with the obstructionist Democrats again, and they better make political hay out of it. This is a golden opportunity. And I think Trump is focused in on these folks, because if he can get a bill out of the House, no Democrat votes at all, get the bill to the Senate, and then you have cave-ins like Nelson and Donnelly and McCaskill and Tester, all those folks in Manchin. But he still doesn't get to 60, even when you get those folks out there. But it's going to make a clear argument that we need more Republicans in there. And I think he can take this to the bank and use it as an issue. And the place where it's going to be most noted is really going to be in the House. I think the Senate, there's only so far a Republican can go. If you have 55 seats, you're almost at your max limit. But it's just like Newt's going to say in this thing. I think this could help the Republicans if they handle it correctly and they don't muff it up like Meadows and Ryan arguing the way they were yesterday. So let's listen in to the politics and the real choice that Newt's laying out here.
Something comes out of the House and moves to the Senate, and it has some sort of protection for the Dreamers. Wouldn't that be hard for the Democrats not to vote for?
No. The Democrats will say if it has the wall in it, we won't vote for it. Look, the level of dishonesty and the level of just brutal partisanship we're now living through is exactly what you get when you have this scale of change in the political structure. These were all Democrats who were prepared to work with Hillary Clinton, who are now prepared to fight literally all the way to the end against Donald Trump. No matter what Trump does, they're going to attack him for it, and they're going to try to avoid helping. I think it's going to cost them 6 to 8 seats in the Senate by the time this is over this fall.
That'll put them right around 60. And Newt, there's two measures going to be working their way through the House today. Will either one of them get through?
Maybe. I think it depends. I think there's real anger in the House right now. There's a real sense that this thing is totally messed up. There's a sense of really worrying about what the Senate will do or not do. I mean, I was up on the Hill yesterday talking to members, and several said to me, look, I'm willing to vote for this, and I'm going to get beaten up by anti-immigrant activists for even having anything in here that's positive about immigration, even though it does include the wall. They said what really gets to me is if I take this hard vote and then the Senate does nothing. He said, well, I'm getting beaten up for having achieved nothing.
Right.
And I think that's a real problem. And I want to come back to the real debate in this country is simple. Do you think the United States has the right to have a border that it protects? Or do you think we should have open borders and have 20 or 30 or 40 million people come here without any kind of vetting, without any kind of looking at who they are? Obviously, there are Democrats who believe they ought to have open borders. We ought to have that straight-up debate as a country.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi was homeless.
Make it very clear. This is the real choice.
And what's interesting to me, and I think that is a good way to make the choice and to really push the Democrats on this, because I think they're being incredibly disingenuous.
Absolutely. This is so hypocritical.
Yeah, given their past policies and how they've talked about the border, Hillary, Obama. But if I was kind of arguing for a somewhat open borders position, what I would say is, okay, build your wall. Let's build the wall. Let's secure the border. I would say this. But then let's have big doors. And we'll have a health check. We'll have a security check. We'll obviously keep the border safe from invasion. But once you have that health and security check, I would put no limit on the number of people who can enter.
I don't know about that.
But that would be the argument to have. But the idea that we don't want to secure the border at all, we don't want any sort of check, I think...
That's a losing proposition.
It is. Especially because people are entering illegally. I think people are entering illegally, though, because the current legal system is so convoluted, you have to wait so long. Some of these people are desperate, so they're going to do what they're going to do.
Well, if they're desperate, and then they can seek asylum, and then they get on a fast track. But you can't just open the doors, man. I mean, this country would be changed overnight by that. I mean, if you just had 100,000 people coming in a day, I mean, you could rack up, you know, 30 million additional people really quickly. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm really good.
Good. Hey, you know, I'm telling you, man, the Republicans need to run on an ad that questions the Democrats and their seemingly endless love for illegal aliens and their children, and ask the question, when's the last time a Democrat visited a child whose parents had been murdered by an illegal criminal in this country?
That would be good.
Yeah, I think that would get people saying, you know, seeing the absolute hypocrisy of the Democrats on this. Because, you know, like we were talking about the other day, they have no empathy whatsoever for American citizens, children or adults, who've been the victims of illegals committing crimes, and yet seem to have unlimited empathy for illegals who come in this country whom they have never met, know nothing about, you know, and are willing to, you know, go to the wall for them in order to protect them and defend them, supposedly.
You know what else the Democrats did? They're not... Trump needs more judges. He's trying to get 1,000 judges to go down there so they can get these asylum seekers and these folks and process them really fast. But they won't give him the money for it. They won't even give him the money for the kids that they're so compassionate about.
Oh, I know. And the thing is, you know full well, liberal judges from, say, the Northeast and California, places like that, they aren't going to go down there and help process this. You know, this, they see this, they're slow walking this as long as they can, you know, up to the elections this fall and as possible to 2020. And that's their plan. They, you know, they're accusing Trump of using 2,000 kids as pawns, political pawns. They're using every person who's stuck in a housing unit on the border as pawns. You know, tens of thousands of people. And that's what disgusts me. And the media will not call them on it whatsoever.
Not only are they not calling them, and it's like I said, as soon as I started seeing that Lester Holt was down there and they were originating a broadcast and had one of the anchors from the CBS morning show, they were all in on this thing. And they were going to beat Trump to death with the have no mercy for these kids. And
right.
They had and the lies that are being told, that's the amazing thing. They had a pediatrician that said that all the babies were there and nobody was crying or moving or anything. They were just laying there silent. Mm-hmm. And then one of the center people said, that's not true.
Yeah.
She never came to the center and said, and saw that.
Right, right, yeah. And I knew that there was a law. I didn't know what it was or whatever concerning the whole immigration thing. The Flores law or Flores Amendment, I guess it was passed under the Clinton administration. It's something you might want to look up because, I didn't get the full gist of it, but it's, you know, supposedly that's what Trump has been mentioning.
Yeah, it's the thing that was passed in 1997 was the beginning point. And
right.
Then the next thing that happened was Barack Obama, when the crackdown happened, and he started putting kids in cages. I mean, he literally, right. that's the guy who put it in cages.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then I went to the federal court. Federal court said, you cannot do that. You can hold them for 20 days, and then you have to release them somewhere. And so that's where the 20 days comes from. Now,
right.
Jeff Sessions is going to try to get that amended to get more time, and then if they can get these judges, and by the way, he can cherry-pick the judges for this. I did not know this until I read it out of a report. So he can go to North Dakota and go pick up a federal judge there and
right.
who doesn't have much on the docket and send him down to Texas with 15 other judges to get everything done.
Sure, sure, yeah. Which I hope he does. I mean, you know my feelings on Jeff Sessions right now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm real disappointed with him. He could definitely take it up a notch in my viewpoint if he would do something like that. So, anyway, have a good one, Dan.
Thanks. Appreciate it, David. News Talk 93.1. Dan Marshall will be back after this brief break.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump, it's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Thanks for all the telephone calls. We really appreciate that. David, if you're over by my house, give me a call. I may need a favor. Let's go to the phones and go to Soldier Boy. Soldier Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just want to let you know I'm making this call. I'm calling for the children. And everything I do is for the children, Joey.
Of course.
For the children.
You've been doing that for the kids for years.
That's right. I've been doing it for years. And even when it wasn't cool to do it, but I'm doing it still.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, it simply amazes me. I remember we tried to get, what was it, those commercials they had, Granny going over a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah. That was Paul Ryan throwing them off the hill.
What is the scare tactic BS they do all the time? It simply amazes me. I was looking the other day, and I was looking at one of the websites, and they said, you know, there are over 100,000 American citizen children that are separated from their parents every day. Oh, that's right. Their parents are in the military when they're deployed.
Hmm.
They don't seem to cry about that, do they?
Yeah.
How many times when their mother or father or both of their parents have to go to a deployment or go off to a battle? And the next thing you know, those kids, they're not with their parents. Where's the Democrats crying about that when they're separated from their children, American citizens? And if I hear that word one more time, I'm going to puke. I got my own throw-up bag in my vehicle right now. if I hear that term, what's it, Dreamers? Are you freaking kidding me? First, they were illegal aliens. I have to correct people all the time. Then they become undocumented workers. Now they're Dreamers. What's next, Dan?
I tell you something that really made me mad yesterday is listen to these people talk about that they're leaving these terrible situations and they're fleeing here because their lives are at risk. Well, as soon as they leave where they are, their life becomes less at risk. Why not just stay in Mexico? Why not? I mean, what is somebody going to hurt you in Mexico? Is it better or is it worse in Mexico than where you came from? Because the goal, the end result is only the United States can do that. Only the United States. Well, let me tell you something. You can stop in Belize. You can stop in Costa Rica. Uh-huh. I mean, there's all sorts of places where you can stop.
It just amazes me. And, you know, and the Democrats and the left amaze me. They think a lot of these people that are, you know, I'm going to say it, I guess I'm politically incorrect, illegal aliens, are Hispanic. A lot of Hispanic, a majority of them are Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hard for them to vote Democrat when they're pro-abortion.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know. I have some Hispanic friends, and they said that they feel that, like the black community, they feel that their vote is taken for granted.
Yeah,
and a lot of them, my Hispanic friends tell me, they do not align with the Democrats. And I noticed one thing. I was listening to the local news yesterday, the local affiliates on our local stations here. They are following right in the same footsteps as ABC, NBC, and CBS. They use the word, I couldn't believe it. I heard some of our local people, they use the word Dreamers.
Who? What station did that?
The CBS affiliate.
AKA?
I think it was AKA and Channel 12 also. They used the term. I was like, my God, they're just marching right in behind being an affiliate station of the major broadcasting system. And they're using that term. And I was just kind of shocked that it's even reached down to our local level. Dreamers. I love it.
Well, I've noticed that some of the local stations are starting to take they're starting to get involved in this thing. They're running stories on it that are not national stories, or they're selective national stories, but they're not the main story you'd see on NBC, for example. And that kind of worries me. I want to talk to Mark P. Bunting about that to see what he thinks. And they're not running it. Some of them are running during the Today in Alabama, but what you do is you see it up on their websites.
Correct me, because you're so wise, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
You are. I was just glancing through some of the web pages and everything. You know, I don't believe half the things I read and half the things I see, you know. I have to touch it and feel it sometimes. And is this true that this law that they passed about the separating of the illegal immigrant children from the parents, was that a bill or a law that was signed during Slick Willie Bill Clinton's time?
Yeah, 1997.
Did they forget that?
Yeah, and this is with the Dems just totally, you know, forgot about that. Now, remember, we were running the House, but we were not running
right.
the Senate during that time. But it, you can lay it down in 1997. You have another big era there with the 2011, 2012 time frame with the kids coming.
So we're just enforcing.